Nearly 2 years ago, President Bush said Iran was part of an axis of evil, and Washington routinely condemns Iran for its alleged support of terrorism and efforts to obtain weapons of mass destruction. But this week, the administration signaled that it is ready to resume a dialogue with Tehran. Iran has responded cautiously, but NPR's Kate Seeley reports there are signs in Tehran that the Iranian government is keenly interested in détente with the U.S.
It's been more than two decades since Iran's Islamic Revolution. But at Friday prayers here, worshippers still chant, "Death to America." But the slogan is sounding increasingly dated these days amid signs of a potential thaw in U.S.-Iranian relations. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage told Congress this week that the administration is not seeking regime change in Tehran. Armitage added that Washington is willing to resume limited contacts with the Islamic Republic. U.S. officials broke off a low-level dialogue last spring after accusing Tehran of harboring the Al-Qaeda militants who planned a series of suicide bombings in Saudi Arabia. Abbas Maliki, a former deputy foreign minister who remains close to Iran's conservative leaders, believes Iran would welcome a more conciliatory American approach.
Do they want to have rapprochement? Really, I don't know. But intuitively, I want to say, now, if United States showed some signal, Iranian, they will respond.
Iran has sent some conciliatory signals of its own lately. In an effort to dispel fears that it's developing nuclear weapons, Tehran agreed this month to unlimited UN inspections of its nuclear facilities and to temporarily suspend uranium enrichment. Abbas Maliki says the agreement was an important gesture.
It is a message to United States. Iran is ready to have compromise to other issues, to rest of the issues which maybe United States has some concerns over them.
Iranian analysts say Washington and Tehran have many shared interests, key among them, Iraq. U.S. officials in Baghdad have accused Iran of sending agents across the border to stir up trouble in Iraq. But Iranian analyst Siamak Namazi says Tehran very much wants a stable neighbor.
The removal of Saddam means the removal of the greatest threat to Iran. And so we have a huge stake that the Iraqis develop and prosper in a way that another madman like Saddam Hussein, who would threaten our security, would never rise up again.
Iran made a surprise appearance at the U.S.-sponsored Iraq Donors Conference earlier this month in Madrid, where it pledged assistance to Baghdad. And Iranian analysts say Tehran could play a positive role in U.S.-occupied Iraq if relations with Washington improve. Many ordinary Iranians would welcome better ties with the U.S. Interviewed at a Tehran mall, young Iranians like 20-year-old Parinaz Zareh say they want an end to their country's long isolation from the United States. We're falling behind, she says. We want access to American technology and know-how. Analysts here say conservative leaders who've been harsh critics of détente are also interested in rapprochement, if they can take credit for it. Davood Hamidaz-Bavand, a professor of international law, says improved U.S.-Iranian ties could boost the conservatives' declining popularity.
They reach to the point that their existence depends on having rapprochement with the USA, so they welcome it.
But obstacles remain, chief among them U.S. charges of Iranian support for terrorism. Iran is holding several high-ranking al-Qaeda leaders, but refuses to share information about them, despite U.S. requests. Tehran also backs anti-Israeli militant groups like the Palestinian organizations Hamas and Islamic Jihad and Lebanon's Hezbollah. Analysts say Iran's hardline leaders are unlikely to abandon support for these groups at present, but they might be willing to discuss the fate of the al-Qaeda detainees here. Analyst Siamak Namazi says the current environment promises hope of a possible breakthrough in U.S.-Iranian relations, but he remains cautious.
So whether this is an opportunity, I would say yes. Whether there were opportunities like this in the past, certainly. And whether we're now at a point where both sides are going to take advantage of this opportunity. It remains to be seen.
Certainly many here are hoping that they do. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Tehran.